Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Freedomizer Radio. This is the Goddess of Gratitude, Wisdom, and Freedom Show with your hostess, Shilamita. Happy Thursday, March 31st. I have the most incredible guest joining us today, Dr. Jin Ong. She is a friend, a sister through the online community. She is an incredible human being, and I'm really excited to introduce her to you. Later on in the show, on the half hour, we will bring on Dr. Jin. And today, for those of you that are new, welcome to the show. My name is Shilamita. We meet here every single Thursday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So good morning to all of my California friends. I am really excited to chat with you guys today about emotional freedom, because Dr. Jin is a specialist in psychosomatic response and release, and I'm really excited to have that conversation because in my own healing work, I had to do a lot of that kind of work, actually, and it's pretty incredible when you learn about trapped traumas in the body. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my own experience with that today, and then we will bring on Dr. Jin later. If you guys want to call in live with us, you are welcome to do so by dialing in at 319-527-6208. If you ever want to ask a question or come on live, you just dial 1, and that'll raise your hand and let us know that you want to ask a question. Otherwise, you could just call into the number and listen live in your radio. If you can't stay with us for the full 90 minutes, you can always catch us on the replay on your favorite podcast station. You just have to look up Freedomizer Radio and then search the Goddess of Gratitude, Wisdom, and Freedom Show. Excuse me while I take a drink of water. I'm going to invite everybody to take a deep breath with me right now and just center ourselves and bring us here into this moment. If you are driving, don't close your eyes, but if you are sitting down or laying down, close your eyes, put your hand on your heart for a minute, your hand on your stomach, and let's take a deep breath in and exhale it out. And let's take another deep inhale in through your nose. And exhale it out through your mouth. One more time. Take a deep inhale in. And exhale it out. Oh, I just love to take a few deep breaths. And now shake your shoulders. Wiggle yourself around. Bring yourself into this moment, back into your body. We tend to live life up in our heads, and we're always thinking about the next thing. We're not paying attention, and we're in autopilot, and we go, go, go. But when we can take a minute, and we can slow down, and we can take a breath and just bring ourselves into this moment, into this time, it just makes life that much easier, right? Because most of the time, we are reacting to the things that are happening to us in this life. And I used to be a super reactive person because I had a lot of anger and I had a lot of trauma and I had a lot of things that were trapped inside of my body. And what I didn't understand is that we cycle through life. So when I went to acupuncture school and I learned about Eastern medicine, I learned that women cycle in 7 and men cycle in 8. And in this time, so things that happen to you from your first 7 years of life, that's a super important time, right? Like think about, we come into this life as babies, and babies are goo-goo gaga, they're happy. You know, for the most part, you have a healthy baby, and you are in bliss. And then life starts to happen to that baby, and baby starts to move around, and baby starts to get yelled at. And don't go up the stairs, and don't grab that, or loud noises bang, and we start trapping these fearful emotions and responses inside of our bodies. So this is happening to us at a very young age. And then as we get older, we start to cycle. So if something traumatic to you happened to you at the age of 5, in your subconscious, it's going to come back and replay at the age of 12, and then again at the age of 19, until we learn to release those triggers from our body. So for example, this summer we were on vacation in July, which is my birthday month, in Aruba, and I decided to steam my dress on my body, which I do not recommend at home. Trying at home, I was too lazy to take the dress off. I figured, let me just steam it. I actually got this black and blue bruise on my hip, and it was almost identical to this tattoo that I have on my hip. And I got this tattoo the summer of my 21st birthday. I actually got my first tattoo when I was 17 years old. I got a rose, and it said chill on top. But from 17 to 21, I gained a lot of weight. I lost a lot of weight. I gained a lot of weight. So that shill started to kind of look like fill. And so on my 21st birthday, I decided to go get a tattoo to cover that. And the tattoo artist was like, what do you want? I said, I don't know. He said, okay, pull down your pants. Let me draw something on you. And he drew this like tribal yin yang kind of thing. And I was like, okay, just do it. And so that summer, I had a lot of things happen to me with the sister wound. I had a lot of things happen with my sorority sisters. I had almost burnt down our condo. I lost our security deposit. It was just, there were things that happened that summer, things that I'm sure that I don't even remember at the forefront. But thing is that in Aruba, I was going through something. I was going through some kind of up level or some kind of experience. I can't really like pin what it was, but it brought me back to this experience and it brought me back to that summer. And so I did some of my spiritual work and I did, like, you know, my Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you and thank you, and I did some kundalini, and I journaled, and I worked this experience out, and wouldn't you know it, that my scar, which probably should have been a scar for life, is actually almost gone at this point, which is pretty incredible. But this is what happens when we heal the traumas and the emotional responses that we've had in our lives, because they get trapped inside of us and then they turn into chronic pain or chronic illness, or we go through all of these things and we have no idea why they are happening. I've actually had several experiences like that this year, and because I'm so spiritually enlightened and aware at this point, I understand why certain things are happening. My first son's father, I don't really talk about him a lot, and I don't have many experiences with him because of the boundaries that I've set over the last several years. But interestingly enough, in these cycles of 7 this summer, I was turning 42, and in my human design chart and lineage, I started learning more about how I'm actually ending a whole cycle or phase of my life, and I'm entering into a new phase. So I realized since July, I've had many experiences with people of my past with almost unresolved feelings or things that when I entered on my spiritual journey, I decided, you know, I'm going to cut this person off or out of my life right now until I'm able to stand on my own 2 feet and get myself back into a place where I'm able to communicate with someone without feeling reactive, threatened, jealous, envious, sad, right? Like if people in our lives are causing us to have negative emotions, we have a choice to not be around that. And I made a choice all those years ago to cut a lot of people out of my life because it was the only way possible for me to continue on the mission that I needed to go on in order to get to where I am now, because, you know, people didn't understand my transformation. I was not the best person always in life. So if you talk to people who knew me 20 years ago, they have a very different picture of me than who I am now, right? So part of the spiritual journey and putting ourselves out there in the world is being able to look back at those experiences and forgive ourselves for the pain that we caused other people. And truth be told, I mean, I've done so much healing work that if I was presented with someone that I really hurt along the way, I may not even know it at this point, but I am happy to do the work, to do the healing work and apologize and forgive and move on, because I realized at this point in my life that we all do bad things. Like, we all lie at some point in our life, or we're not truthful, or we twist the truth or something, right? It's like, when we understand that everybody is a human being, everybody makes mistakes, everybody has done something in their past that they may regret or they may wish that they could have done different, but at any point in your life, you're allowed to decide, like, today is the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm going to be the best version of me. And that was really the spiritual lesson that I learned in all of the things that I learned along this way in this journey. Before I became an acupuncturist and learned about Chinese medicine, I was deep into Kabbalah, Buddha, Tao, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Deepak Chopra. I mean, I was just trying to absorb, like, there was people in this world that were living these amazing, amazing lives. And then here I was on food stamps. And at some point, right, like in my early 20s, I was actually a six-figure earner. So at some point, I had it all together and I was on the right track. So what was it that threw me off track and landed me on food stamps? Well, now, all these years later, I know and understand that the reason why I went down that path is because I had ancestral lineage garbage to clean up, right? So on my mother's line, on my grandmother's line, my family lived through the Holocaust. Like, a lot of what's happening in the world right now with this whole freedom movement that I'm trying to lead and be a part of, because it's in my bloodline. The suffering is there, and I feel like if I don't speak up, I waste this opportunity to try to make a shift and change in this life. And, you know, learning about ancestral lines and genealogy and the fact that I was in my mother's womb, right? Which means every emotion that my mother felt while she was pregnant with me, I experienced through her womb, right? And my mother was in my grandmother's womb. And so she experienced every emotion of my grandmother and then her mother and her mother, right? So we as women, especially, we carry the burden of our ancestor lines, and we bring that forward with us, and I'm so grateful to have learned about this because I understand things now. There was a time where I desperately wanted to have a daughter, and I understand that the reason I didn't have a daughter is because I'm supposed to break this chain, right? And I see with my children the things that, I don't want to say the word traumatize me, but I guess they did kind of traumatize me with, you know, the way that my mother behaved. But I'm able to forgive my mother now because I understand that she was just trying to create a life in a new country, right? So when my mother was pregnant with me, they were planning on leaving the country, and they couldn't get a visa to come to the United States. So they got a visa to go to Canada so that they could leave. But then they came on the journey here, and they came here illegally. So, you know, I experienced that not only in utero, but then I experienced that through breast milk. I experienced that through skin to skin. So it was interestingly enough, One of the mentors that I hired in my existence was a true business coach, and he actually told me that I was too woo-woo. And I lived in that story for a while, but fortunately, I didn't just get to work with him. I got to work with a lot of his mentors, and he sent me a business coach one year. And next thing I know, I am in meditation and I am regressing to the baby version of myself in the journey here. And I felt the fear of my mother. My mother actually ran out of breast milk when they were journeying to America. And people were telling her that I was going to die and that my great-grandmother was going to die. And interestingly enough, my great-grandmother always appears to me when I go into these past life things or when I have like angel experiences. And it was really interesting that I had this business coach come and he did this with me. And it was so powerful because it really helped me to heal my mother wound because I can't even imagine. You know, now as a mom, like when I yell at my children, and I hated when my mom yelled at me, right? Like I hated that experience and I feel that. And when I do it to them and knowing this stuff, you know, like it makes me tear up because it's like I don't want to scar them for life, and that's what we're doing to each other as human beings. We're scarring each other, and then we're not all educated enough and in the knowing to do this kind of healing work to heal this stuff, you know? So I'm just so grateful right now because I'm so appreciative of everything that I know, and I'm so excited to bring Jin on with us at 12:30. 9:30 Pacific time, because these conversations are so powerful, and just knowing that there's other people out there that can help you with your experiences. Like a lot of the things that you're going through, you don't even understand because you're cycling through 7 or 8 and these experiences are trapped in your subconscious or they're trapped in your body. And you're going from doctor to doctor, and doctor to doctor is putting you on different kinds of medications and nothing is working. And then you're experiencing side effects from the medication, and it's this vicious cycle. But to get to where I am now, wow, what a journey it has been. But it's been so incredible because if you open yourself up to the opportunities that are happening in this life, in this world, there is just so much healing that can be done. And when we heal, we lead the way for others to heal. You know, in this experience right now that I'm doing with Pure Haven, for those of you that don't know, I have started a partnership with a company called Pure Haven. It is a non-toxic American-made and sourced company in Rhode Island. They have a USDA organic factory where they create all their products. What I love about the products is that they have pre and probiotics in them. And so I never realized and understood that the skin microbiome works exactly like the gut does. And for the last 10 plus years as an acupuncturist in my practice, I have been very adamant about teaching people about going gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, corn-free, all of these things that are treated with pesticides and owned by companies like Monsanto, because our bodies and systems, we just can't handle the amount of chemical pressure that they're putting on us. And, you know, a lot of people will say to me, well, I ate all this stuff as a kid. Why can't I eat it now? Because if you haven't noticed, we are living in a twilight zone of what we live like as kids. Like as kids, there were no cell phones. There were no laptops. There was no 5G. There was no, you know, we weren't using things like food dyes and chemical components the way that we are using them now. So whereas, you know, a company like Oreo might have used 30% wheat gluten in their products, now they're using 70% wheat gluten because the product is cheaper and they make more money in their bottom line. And what I'm learning with the company, with Pure Haven, is that there's so many buzzwords that the government allows for toxins and chemicals to be hidden in. So words like fragrance, natural flavor, those are a 1,000 different chemicals are allowed to sit under that one umbrella. And it's just mind-blowing. There's over 85,000 chemicals and carcinogens that are used in our products. And in Europe, they ban, I think it's the number is like 11,400 are banned in Europe. And in the United States, they ban 11. It's horrible. Some of the companies that I used to love for the kids, I go look at the products now and I see that they all have fragrance in them. And you're thinking, wow, like I thought I was choosing these great brands that, you know, appear to be safe. They appear to be clean. But the term for that is greenwashing. We are being greenwashed every single day. It's a marketing tactic. It's being allowed by our government. And a lot of the things are being fueled by the pharmaceutical companies. And it's really, really mind-blowing. So I love this company, Pure Haven. It's everything that I stand for. I swore that I would never use face products, and I started using the face products not before I even knew the benefits of it. But now that I know the benefits of it, all of the products have pre and probiotics, not just the face products. The shampoos have them. There's toothpaste. There's soaps. There's sunscreens. And every time you're using these products, you're helping the skin's microbiome to regenerate itself, and it's building another layer of defense. Because if you think about it, the skin is the largest organ, right? So in acupuncture school, we always learn that the skin is the third lung. So anytime the lungs are congested or something is happening inside the lungs, it appears on the skin, right? So as an acupuncturist, if you came to me with eczema, psoriasis, acne, skin rashes, any kind of stuff, I, as an acupuncturist, would choose the points based on the lung and how I wanted to clear out and clean out the lung in order for your body to function back into its homeostasis and clear up these things, right? So now from an outside perspective in, we are treating the skin with pre and probiotics. So if you're clean eating and you're still using products like Windex or Clorox or 409 or Tide, right? So you're clean eating, you're cleaning yourself out, you're cleaning out your gut, but your outer environment is filled with toxic chemicals. So it's like a massive explosion. And so here all these years, I'm gluten-free, I'm dairy-free, I'm all the things free. I try to live clean. And I go to do this non-toxic swap that we're doing in the company. If you want to win $535 worth of products, I invite you to go to your bathroom right now, take a look at some of the products, go to my website, www.purehaven.com/Shilamida, S-H-I-L-A-M-I-D-A. I want you to take a look at the ingredients to avoid. Go take a look at how many ingredients are in plain sight on your bottles, in your cabinets, and they are known carcinogens and cancer-causing chemicals. And I want you to take those products out of your cabinets and take a picture of them and hashtag non-toxic swap, and you can win $535 in products. Pure Haven is choosing two winners, so you have to do that today because the promotion is only for the month of March. And if you wanted to try any of these products, you can use coupon code SWAP, all capitals S-W-A-P. And on the bundles, if you go to the bundle section in the shop, you'll see the face kit. You will see the everyday essentials kit. And then you will see the ultimate bundle, which is the face kit and the everyday essentials. And I'm telling you, this is an incredible way to really make a difference in your health. If you have children who have autism or on the spectrum and have sensitivities to scents and smells and sensory stuff happening, these products are incredible. When you're going out and you're doing therapies for your children, but you're bringing them home into a toxic environment, it negates what you're doing outside of the home. So if you go to your naturopath, your homeopath, your acupuncturist, chances are they're using things in their office like essential oils, baking soda, vinegar. You know, they're using natural things in their office because we don't need the chemical compounds of the stuff that they're putting on the shelves. It's really not necessary to have to do that. But I will tell you, when I was on food stamps, I was couponing, and when I couponed, it was obviously free or cheaper for me to use the garbage that was on the shelves, and I never thought twice about it. And if anybody ever tried to present me with the information, I would just poo-poo them and be like, I'm fine, right? I'm fine. I'm healthy. But how healthy was I when I was 200 pounds and I was miserable in my mind and my body? I had depression and anxiety. I had skin issues, right? I had constipation, diarrhea. I remember when I first went to the doctor that told me I had a gluten sensitivity. I'm like, I don't have a gluten sensitivity. My ex's dad had celiac. I'm like, I don't get sick like he does. And she was like, no, you just feel like shit all the time and you just don't realize it. And that was such a powerful thing that she said to me, because she said, if you have constipation, diarrhea, that's not a normal bowel pattern. Like, you're supposed to be able to have a bowel movement every single day. You're supposed to be able to eat things and they just leave your body. You're supposed to be able to eat and not feel bloated, not feel overweight, not gain weight, right? Because I was in a really bad state of mind. I couldn't get my body under control. And then it was learning about food and energy and fruits and vegetables and how they have chi energy, and that is our vital substance of living. We are made up of chi energy. So when we're eating stuff in a box or that's packaged, we're not getting that vital nutrient from the earth. You know, that's why people like doing things like earthing and walking around barefoot and hugging trees, because you connect to the vibration of the earth. I love talking about this stuff, and I am so excited because we are going to go to commercial break in just a few minutes, and then I am going to introduce to you Dr. Jin Ong, and she is a cathartic release therapist, also trained as an osteopath, a psychosomatic therapist, a Western medical acupuncturist and herbalist. She is an incredible human being. I'm really excited to go bring her on. I see her in the green room now. So I am going to play us some commercials, and we will be back soon.
Barefaces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time, Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers. Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Do you want to know the truth about the corruption in New York State and beyond?
Join us on Thursdays from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You'll find out.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View radio show on Freedomizer Radio every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitutional cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome back to Freedomizer Radio. You are listening to the Goddess of Gratitude, Wisdom, and Freedom Show with your hostess, Shilamita. I am really excited to bring on my next guest. Her name is Dr. Jin Ong. She is a cathartic release therapist, also trained as an osteopath, psychosomatic therapist, Western medical acupuncturist and herbalist, and a host of the Art of Listening to Your Body podcast. Working with complex physical and emotional conditions that don't respond to traditional or conventional therapies, including surgery, she also works with terminally ill and cancer clients. Jin is a strong believer that your physical body is a manifestation of your emotional state. The experiences, traumas, and events that take place in your life are associated with an emotion that wants to be released in that moment. For someone who doesn't know how to express those emotions, the body will be presented with mental imbalances, reaching their crisis point, which is all preventative. Jin weaves in various tradition and Eastern philosophies with Western medicine to intuitively read the body to facilitate a deeply cathartic and transformational process to liberate the body of physical, emotional, and pain. Please welcome to my show, Dr. Jin Ong. Welcome.
Morning, Shilamita. How are you?
I am excellent. Good morning. Good afternoon. Where are you calling in from?
I am calling all the way from New Zealand. It is 5:30 in the morning here, so I'm glad that you've got me up early. I'm going to get lots of things done today.
You are incredible. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited getting to know you. I feel like we have a lot of parallel stories and experiences, and I'm really excited to have this conversation with you. So first I want to know, have you always been in New Zealand? I'm so fascinated with people who are on the other side of the world from me.
Yeah, it's quite far away, isn't it? But no, I'm actually originally from Australia, from Melbourne, Australia. And it's about 15 or 16 years ago now that I moved to New Zealand. And it was my work, it was my then partner who enticed me over. We actually both moved over here. And life has completely changed in the last 15, 16 years. So, no, I'm not originally from New Zealand. I moved here, but I now call it home.
That's awesome. And what got you into the world of healing? How did you become an acupuncturist?
So whenever I say that I do acupuncture, I always say I do the Western medical version, and I kind of did my own version of that.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man.
Oh, so sorry about that, Jin. Hit a button.
That's okay. So, yeah, I always say that I do a Western version of acupuncture. However, I think as we start practicing over a period of time, we just start to put our own intuitive spin on what we do. But my, compared to, say, traditional Chinese medicine acupuncture that you do, which is incredible. So I just wanted to decipher the difference between that. But my entry into the health world actually started off when I worked in pharmacy, which is totally on the other end of the spectrum of how I think now. I was a shop assistant, dispensary assistant at the time, and I just absolutely loved putting stickers on the drug boxes for people. But it was then that I also got exposed to seeing how much people just relied on medications and was just so shocked by how many boxes of Panadol, Nurofen, codeine that people would come in for on a monthly basis and didn't know that other things were available to them. Now, I didn't realize this whilst I was in it, but when I came to finishing school and going to university, I had all of these health things on my radar to enter. So down to pharmacy, medicine, physiotherapy, chiropractic, osteopathy, myotherapy. And what's really strange is I ended up getting into osteopathy, which I actually knew nothing about. I was not brought up in a family that went to see therapists or naturopaths. I went to see the doctor when I was sick, when I was younger. So I say that I kind of fell into it, which is bizarre, but it has set me on this most amazing path. And I loved it as I started to study it year after year. And then I moved to New Zealand with my then partner, and osteo was better recognized in New Zealand than it was in Australia. And I just got thrown into the deep end seeing clients. And then I went on this crazy journey because I remember it was about 4 years in that I was like, gosh, I think I'm going to throw in the towel. I just don't want to be an osteopath anymore. And it was because there was just such a small portion of my clients that weren't getting better. And although I was taught to be holistic, I just realized how unholistic I was because I didn't really understand how to handle people's emotional state, their energy, and that aspect of their well-being. So I then became a locum and I worked between Australia and New Zealand, and I discovered psychosomatic therapy. So this was my first sort of branch out into something different from osteopathy, and it was incredible. It was in the midst of me going through my own health crisis, which reached quite a peak when I moved to a particular environment. And I know you, having practiced TCM, will probably be able to relate to this, but TCM acupuncturist always said to me, you've got a damp, hot liver. And so I moved to a damp environment and my health just spun out of control. I had never been so sick in my life. But also I was getting frustrated at the lack of results with some of my clients. So I went on to do a psychosomatic therapy course, which was only 10 days, and everything just landed for me. Everything that I was intuitively seeing and not able to put words to or speak about, it put the theory and the structure behind what I was seeing playing out in these clients that had emotional issues. So that's probably the most pivotal part in my career, and so glad that the people just came into my life at the right time. And then in terms of the herbal medicine, that was done out of my own interest because I was symptomatically trying to treat my own health issues, particularly skin and cystic acne. And then the Western medical acupuncture, I say I actually had to do it because I love sticking needles in people, but to be able to do it in New Zealand, I had to jump through the hoops and do a certification. But I no longer work in the clinic hands-on with clients anymore, and I now work online, and a huge focus is around helping people process their emotions. And I have just been so fascinated by the results people have been able to get when they actually delve into some of the dark places that have been present in their life in the past.
Oh my gosh, this work has been the work of my lifetime. And you know what's really interesting is, as an acupuncturist, the reason why I had so much success in my practice is because I connected everybody's root back to their emotional state. So I had like this signature treatment that I would do for depression, anxiety. And the reason why is because I always suffered with depression and anxiety. So once I started learning the points, I actually practiced Japanese style Kiku Matsumoto. So I didn't really dwell in the world of TCM, the heat, damp, excess, all that stuff. It actually drove me batty, and I never thought I was going to graduate from acupuncture school because of that. But Kiko style was more intuitive, and I really connected to that. And every single time I would have a home run when I would connect people to their emotional root and then mix it with the gut health of teaching them how to clean themselves from inside out. And there was always a success story, mainly with fertility in my practice. Every single woman who we connected to the emotional response and we changed the diet, every single time they got pregnant.
Oh, I love it. My gosh, fertility work. I just was writing something the other day. I haven't put it out there, but yeah, I used to work with a lot of pregnant women, but also loved working with people who struggled to get pregnant and no one had the answers for them. And I say that the emotional work is the real fertility work.
100%. And the emotional work is really the work for everything. So, you know, I'm a true believer in that. I really am starting to understand. I had an experience happen to me last week. Normally at this phase of my life, if I'm cranky or I'm in a bad mood, like I know the breathing techniques, like I have the tools to take myself out of it pretty quick. But I had several days that I just couldn't shake it, and I was getting worse and worse. And the one day I was in the shower and I was grateful, and I started being grateful for COVID and for this whole experience, and that it clicked that it was the 2-year anniversary of some of the most traumatic days that we had in this house 2 years ago. And in the shower, I was able to release some of that emotion and help myself to know that it's okay in this moment. And, you know, that's over and I survived it and I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm protected. And I went through the things that I went through. But I'm interested in knowing how you work with people and you experience this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And gosh, I have to say that COVID has been such an interesting experience, and it is what threw me into the online world, and I'm incredibly grateful for it. And it's been a unique experience in that so many people around the world have experienced similar things, and they've really seen the heightened emotions that people go through. But I love how you say that you just had gratitude. And when you are in that space, it's like, okay, let's throw you the stuff because now you're ready to process and acknowledge. And often we don't actually realize what's going on in the throes of things, in the anger of things. It's only afterwards. But this happens with life. We are always going to have challenges thrown with us to different degrees. And I really believe that if we can work on our emotional state and hopefully not wait for the crisis, however, some people do need to hit the crisis before they're motivated to do anything, but if we can work on our emotional state, meaning processing our emotions, even processing your emotions from here on in so that you don't store new ones that can accumulate and then therefore when you get really stressed manifest in all sorts of undesirable ways, then if we process our emotions, we can move through life clearer. We have that space where we can make really grounded decisions for ourselves and really know ourselves on a deeper level and who we are, how, you know, who we've been brought earth side to be and live out our soul purpose. And we can feel really grounded in our decisions because the reality is that how we show up, how opinionated we might be, there's always going to be someone that doesn't agree. There's always going to be someone who's going to criticize and judge. But can you hold your ground? Can you stand in your power with the decision that you've made and do that with unwavering confidence where self-doubt doesn't come in if somebody challenges you or disagrees with you, because there's always going to be two sides of the story and there's always going to be different opinions. So what I love about the emotional work is that I really don't think it discriminates around any condition that people might come in with. So on a physical level, it could be like fertility issues. It could be anxiety, depression on the mental level. It could be eating disorders. It could be addictions. But it could also just be that your life is not playing out the way that you thought it should or the way you desire. It just can access so many layers. But I love that more and more people are aware of how our past and our experiences are associated with emotions that get stored in the body and how they can manifest. So I think it feels like it's been quite a few decades, but it takes time to implement change, right? But people are becoming more aware of preventing health issues rather than waiting for the crisis. And I think the people who have experienced crisis show us where we can end up if we don't look after ourselves on this deeper level. And yeah, hopefully inspires people to do the deeper work. And, you know, if we could all do the deeper work, which would be my desire, but it's not going to happen for everyone, is that, gosh, we could have deep, big conversations, hard conversations, and we could all move through life and live out what our soul purpose or life purpose is.
Oh my gosh, totally. There were so many amazing nuggets that you said in that last, you know, one of the things that I really struggled with in the beginning is that word should, right? It was like the expectation of how people are supposed to behave, expectation of what life is supposed to be like, expectation of what we've been led to believe. And it was really hard to break down that paradigm for me and really understand that I needed to just let life be. And if I could just work on myself and just be happy with me in the moment, it didn't matter what the experiences were going to be. And it took down that level of expectation and should.
Oh, absolutely. And I sometimes have to catch myself saying should and need. I'm like, you don't have to. You can desire this instead. You can choose when to do it. But it would be really great if you could. But your timing will come when your timing comes.
You know, I experienced, this year I experienced every single thing I've learned over all these years. You know, when they say lean back, just enjoy life, just, you know, all of your dreams that you put out there in the world, they're all coming to you, right? And I know that to be true. I've been manifesting a long time. I truly believe my whole life is a manifestation. And after the new year, I ended up getting sick, and for the first time in years, I just let myself be sick. You know, normally I would push through it and I would try to work, and I said, you know what, I'm going to download a game to my phone. My kids were blown away. I don't think they've ever seen me play a game in my life, and I just decided to lean back and see, like, what is going to happen for me next. And wow, it was like the universe was preparing me, because I got to have many weeks of rest, and then I went straight into the trucker convoy, straight to Nashville to speak on stage, and then came back and went straight into this Pure Haven business that has just exploded. And it's like I just allowed for myself to be for the first time ever in my life, and then now everything is starting to fall into place for me again. Where last year I was in such a huge period of grief after closing my acupuncture practice. Did you experience that as well?
Oh, yeah. We were going through it at similar times, and you were a real inspiration. But going back to the whole lean back thing, this is something that I'm really embracing in 2022, is what happens if I just lean back a little bit more. And I saw that everything that was happening for you and just all these opportunities that were landing, and how you are so outspoken about what it is you stand for. So it was incredible for me to watch you on the sidelines, and that inspires me to go, you know what, I can surrender. And I can also surrender without getting sick. So I use that as my inspiration. But yeah, quite often we don't stop until we're sick. But can we stop when we're healthy and really enjoy that space and not see our worth and our value in how much we do and how busy we are? So I'm playing with it, but it's not easy from my perspective still, because it's kind of like, how long? You know, we just want to know, how long is this going to last for? When's the next good thing going to come in? But I believe it is about creating that evidence bit by bit. In terms of, I ended up selling my practice. I had a team. I had a couple of clinics in two different towns, and it was huge. I was mulling over the decision for quite a long time. But I saw that my energy was really directed in my online business, The Art of Listening to Your Body, and it was just growing, and it was just really bizarre. It's like, wow, this thing, I had to look at where my energy was. So I'd have to say it's probably the decision to sell my clinic was, and I'm very glad that someone actually bought the clinic given the climate, and that it can continue to innovate itself and still provide for the community, is it's probably something that I sat on the longest in terms of making decisions. I'm usually a really, really fast decision maker, but when I made the decision, I consulted with my Vedic astrologer and a new clairvoyant that a friend had put me in touch with, because I just wasn't able to make a grounded decision, but I had their external input that was supportive, still took responsibility, but I made the decision and everything moved so fast. And within a month, I had sold and settled my business from making that decision. And it was scary. Yeah, it was, I mean, as I said, everything's full of challenges, but I loved the challenge at that time. There's challenges in the online biz, but I see there's a lot of parallels, and building the bricks and mortar clinic really taught me so many lessons that I have brought into the online space as well. But that was a significant thing to let go of. I also had a number of other online little hobby businesses, and I closed all of them down as well and decided to fully focus on the online business. And that was just so strange. So yeah, I had to go through a bit of a grieving process, and also like, oh gosh, is this going to work out? Like, is it safe to put all of my energy in one basket?
Oh yeah, I've been down that road before. And thank you so much for saying that I was an inspiration for you. That means so much to hear, because, you know, a lot of times I post and I'm like, are people out there like really looking and you know, wrapping onto this information? But so many people are watching out there. And that was a good reminder for me that different people in different worlds and parallel lives and trying to do the same thing. And, you know, I feel like this Pure Haven experience for me is everything I've learned up until this point is now being poured into this, because it happened overnight. I built a team. I'm mentoring in a way that, you know, I never thought I wanted to do before, but I'm really enjoying doing this right now. And I'm helping to clean up people's lives. So it's like everything just falls into place when you allow for yourself to surrender. But it's such a difference than the person that I was pre-COVID, you know, because pre-COVID I had the business coach who told me that I was too woo. So I tried for a long time to just present myself more as business. And then I found the coach that taught me about the psychosomatic responses that we were having in our bodies. And that was life changing for me, Jen, because it really helped me to start control my anger and my reactive behavior.
Oh yeah, I was just listening to you introduce this show and talk about your anger, and I was a very angry teen, very outwardly and harmfully angry on the verbal level. And yeah, I believe that now I have been better able to channel this and put this anger into good and transformation and creation. So transmuting that anger, and that's what I see for you as well. It's really powerful. Also, I do want to note the other thing that you inspired me to do is get a housekeeper.
Yeah.
I remember posting in our mutual group in the channel something, and you piped up and you shared about, you know, all the home help that you have. And it's something, I guess, a little bit sister woundish, but it's just like, oh, how can these people have this stuff? And then going, actually, I can have it, and let's trial it out. And then actually I went back and I had some downtime, and I thought, no, I can still do all this cleaning and everything. I mean, we had a cleaner once a week, but I wanted someone a little bit more, because I was really resenting the dishes in the morning. And then I broke my ankle end of December, and I had to get the home help, and it was amazing, and I've kept it on. And it's just, you know, the questions of like, well, can I really afford this? You know, it only takes an hour or 2 hours a day, but just all of a sudden realizing how much time it did take, and those 10 hours a week were better spent doing something else that I really enjoyed.
Oh my gosh, it's like my most favorite thing, liberating women and letting them know that if they just went out and made $500 extra a month, that they could live the most luxurious, lavish lifestyle, because it doesn't take a lot of money. People think that you have to be rich to have a housekeeper or to, you know, go get a blowout. But when I was on food stamps, you know, I joke about my extreme couponing, but the extreme couponing really allowed for me to have a cleaning lady come in once a month to my two-bedroom apartment, you know? Like, I would save the money that I would spend on the things, and I would go to the hair school, and I would get a blowout for $5 because they were learning how to do them there, you know? And even at acupuncture school, you could go to acupuncture school and get a treatment for $35. If you're a vet, I think they charge $15. So there's so many ways to do things for yourself and your body for self-care that doesn't require a lot of money. And it's my favorite thing when I crack this code with people and they're like, wait, if I just had $100 a week, like, I could free up so much of my time doing the things that I hate doing and replacing them with things that I love to do. It is so empowering, right?
Oh, totally. And yeah, I think that it is just about giving it a go. I mean, you can give it a go for 2 weeks and just see how it works. You're not tied to your housekeeper or your cleaner or the things that you choose to engage in therapy-wise. If it's not working, you can just bail out. It's not like you're signed into a contract with them.
Yeah, one of the things that I learned in human design, or one of the readings that I've done recently, is part of my purpose here is to create wealth for other people. And one of the things that I have not given myself credit for, but over the course of the last 8-9 years, my working and my contribution to the world and to my family has really employed a lot of people. A lot of people had a lot of judgment around my relationship that, you know, I found a rich guy and he just provided me with this life. But my rich guy entered into a 6.5-year divorce and I had to work. And it was my money that created this life for me, because this is what I wanted. You know, when Ben and I were first talking about having children, I'm like, I will not have a child without having a nanny. I will not have a child without having a housekeeper. And, you know, those things were great and he was on board, but we needed to figure out how to do it. So if I could go out in an hour and make the money to pay somebody's salary, like, how incredible is that? So that's something that I'm super proud of over the years, and I haven't given myself a lot of credit for, is that, especially in the recent years, that, you know, in this time where I've kept my team for many years. You know, when I first became an entrepreneur, I had a really hard time holding on to a staff because I had a lot of sister wound things that I had to work through. So thank you for bringing that up, because, oh, I'm having a proud moment.
So you should.
That's awesome. So, Jen, I know that you do group work. If somebody was interested to do group work with you, what does that look like?
Oh, yeah, I love the groups. I love my one-to-ones. They are just a completely different energy, and I love people to experience both of them. So the group work that I do at the moment, well, I work with practitioners and I also work with the general public. But if we talk about the general public stuff, then I have a program called Release, which is where I teach people what I call the release process. And it's a verbal dialogue process that helps you process your emotions and process all of the stuff that you never have a chance to express. And therefore, stuff starts to unravel in your life and some of those undesirable symptoms will start to abate, and it helps you reconnect back to who you are. And a couple of the Eastern philosophies that I love to teach as well is about the chakra system, which helps us work out what emotions are stored in our body, because sometimes when we have a lot of stuff going on, it can be hard to even work out what emotion is present. So the chakra system is pretty amazing for helping us work out what emotions are stored in your body, and therefore why is it manifesting on the physical, mental, behavioral, emotional, spiritual, energetic level. And I heard you talking about 7-year cycles, and you're entering the crown chakra, which is all about that wisdom and the age of 42 and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge and everything that you've moved through. So there's lots of cool things with the chakras, and I teach them quite differently to how most people would understand them. And then I also delve into Ayurvedic doshas, which is really incredible in terms of personality typing and understanding yourself and the world around you, but also different doshas and makeups are predisposed to different medical conditions. So it's helping people understand this other way of looking at their body and their health, and again, really preventing, but also knowing that they don't have to fear every medical condition under the sun. Even if it is something that runs in the family, they might have a completely different constitution to their parents, their grandparents, and therefore, even down to epigenetics, it's like it's the environment that you live in, it's the way you express your emotions. That sort of stress is what impacts whether or not our genes get turned on or not. But the doshas help you understand what medical conditions you're actually predisposed to, and you don't have to fear all of them, and you can prevent them, and you can pick up the early signs way before you reach that crisis point. So that group work is incredible because it's creating a safe space for people to share and not feel judged and be seen and open their mind to another way. And people move through some incredible things in that space. But I also work with practitioners and teach them how to read the body at this level. So it's still going through teaching them the release process, the chakras, the doshas, but I do get them to work on this themselves. Again, you said earlier, like you're constantly working on yourself. And I think that is so important if we are working with clients, and it helps us evolve and therefore helps our clients evolve. So I teach practitioners, all sorts of practitioners, conventional, alternative, on how to actually facilitate this work with their clients, because some crazy stuff can start to happen when people start to access these deeper, darker places. So that's the main group work that I do. Actually, in a couple of, well, actually today, I'll start talking about the practitioner training, and I'm running that once this year in May. And a lot of the practitioners say this is the missing link, and they have not experienced anything like this on a personal and a professional level. And it just really gives you that tool to become a holistic practitioner. So I also work with practitioners in a mastermind, helping them with business. We talk about intuitive strategy, and we have an amazing human design coach and another mindset motivation coach in that space as well who helped me out. And that is all about creating sustainable businesses and also bringing the emotional and the energetic perspective into this work, because as we step into who we desire to be, lots of challenges and universal challenges can be sent our way that can make us think we're not meant to be on this path. So really helping people speak their truth and express themselves. Yeah, for those who kind of like think in any of my online courses that this is a space that I want to delve into, I am ready, then we do ongoing group work with people as well. And I think over a longer period of time, that's when people can really experience the power. And in groups, you get inspired by other people as well, seeing the celebrations that land for them, but also the waves of challenges that happen as well. And what's really interesting is between my groups, even though they don't know each other, the two separate groups, is they seem to go through the same waves. Everyone's on a low at the same time, and then everyone's on a high at the same time. And it's been really great for me to realize that people ride these waves. They're going to come, they're going to go, sometimes they'll be spread out further between, other times they'll be really close, but it just happens. And this work is about being able to embrace the challenges rather than fear them and really step into who you are. So yeah, it's my main thing always comes back to, and it always comes back to how to process your emotions. And there is a structure to be able to learn, which really helps the masculine brain that a lot of people operate in, the masculine world. But then experiencing the feminine flow, the energetics that's available when you actually put this work to work. So yeah, that's how I work with people in groups. And then some people who just aren't ready for the group environment, then we work one-on-one.
That is incredible. I love everything that you are doing. And I feel like as an acupuncturist, that's where I learned a lot of my lessons with people need you until they don't. And, you know, in the beginning, it was really hard for me when patients would leave me or ghost me, or I would help somebody get pregnant. They wouldn't even tell me. And I was like, how is this happening? You know, so it built a lot of my emotional intelligence. And I love that you have the group work called Release. In all of these years, some of my favorite things that I have done has been in group work, because you do find parallel experiences and you find mirrors of yourself. And it's great to see other people going through the same thing that you're going through. It makes it okay. And that's why I love the containers that we are in and that we met in. And because it's, I can be as bold as I want to be, and I can, you know, lead with love and compassion and however I want to be, it's okay to be me. And not everybody's going to like it. Not everybody's going to agree with it, but there's always a support system to meet you where you are. So that's, I really love the group work and the emotional intelligence that happens when you release the trauma is incredible, because I'm like a different human being now. I can have things happen to me that would normally send me reeling, and now I could just breathe through it and move past it. You know, I did a post this morning that I'm creating an empire, and people think that the more money you have, the easier life gets. What happens when you have more money is you get to enjoy more things, but the problems, they multiply because you're expected to be able to handle more. So you have to really learn how to compartmentalize the experiences of what's happening in a day. And if you're overly emotional over every single thing, then that takes control of your whole entire life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then even like empire, people will either go, that's inspiring, or they'll be so critical about it. And, right. You know, I've heard people use words, or, you know, even saying to me, oh, you know, you're going to have the monopoly. And, but it's said with a certain tone where it's not that encouraging. So,
right.
You know, some people don't understand until they're in that position, and you've just got to have the patience to go, you will know when you know, and you might never know, but I will just walk this path for the meantime, and I'll find my people that I can play with who understand me. And as you say, in the groups, what I always encourage in my groups is like, you know what, no one actually knows you here. You get to step into exactly who you want to be and who you desire to be, and no one's going to judge you, because everyone is here to express who they are. And also to not suffer in silence, is that I can guarantee you that your story is going to help someone. Someone else is thinking about it. Ask the question, because they may not have the courage to do it yet, but you're going to show them the way. And when all of a sudden you feel like you're not alone, that is where you can grow, and you don't feel like you're the outlier.
Yeah, I've had many conversations over the last 2 weeks where people are like, well, I'm not an influencer like you. I don't have a lot of followers like you. And I have to remind people that, first of all, I'm shadow banned. So I'm in the same boat with anybody that has a small network of people. And it's not about influencing the masses at first. It's about influencing one person every day. That is my goal every single day, and that is what my goal has been from the very beginning. I remember the very first live I did on Facebook. Jen, it was me and my assistant, and the air conditioner broke in my office. It was 100 degrees, so I had my hair up, and I put my hair down for the live, so it was like a big frizzy mess. And we did this great live, and I got off. I was so scared before it. I was sweating. I think I went to the bathroom like 10 times. You know, now I could go live with no makeup. I don't care, because my goal every single day is if I show up and I can help just one person. And I remember after that live, I asked Ben, I said, Benjamin, how did you like the live? What did you think? He was like, your hair looks kind of weird. And I'm like, what? Like, that's what you got out of that whole live? My hair was weird? And he's like, well, you just didn't look like yourself. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, right? That's like your biggest fear is that you're going to show up and people are going to judge you. So it took many years of me to move through that, to realize like, it doesn't really matter. Like, even if I look my best self, right? Like, I get dressed and I think that I am queen bee for the day. My outfit is amazing. My hair looks amazing. My face looks amazing. And I walk out the door. Somebody is not going to like the way that I look. It is just the reality of life, right? Like, there's always going to be somebody who's not going to like it. So at this point, it's just like, go for it, because there's going to be people who are going to love it, and those are the people that you want to surround yourself by, right? You want to do the things in the day that you love to do. You want to surround yourself in the day with people that you love, and you want to just fuel yourself with love. This life is too short to be filled with things that you don't love in your life.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I love how you shared, you know, your first live. I did a post yesterday. Well, I recorded a podcast yesterday, and I remember it used to be hard for me to talk for 1 minute. I'm like, I'd wrap things up in a minute. And then I looked at the transcript that my podcast VA sent to me. I'm like, wow, I spoke to myself for 47 minutes. But you just realize you relax into it. And yeah, I was so nervous, so anxious. And I used to do myself up before I would go on calls, but now it's just like, just show up as you are, and it's way less energy, and it's great because people get to see all sides of you and not just this made up version of yourself.
Yeah, that's what I keep letting the girls on the team know. I'm like, you can post a stock photo, or you could speak from your heart and you can explain your experience. Why do you like to use the products? Why have you decided to take this journey? What will this extra money do for you, right? People want to know you. They want to connect to your heart. And my evolution on social media, when I see my Facebook memories, it's like I would post a picture and have like one sentence, you know, and there was never really a point. But now I feel like if I just show up and I talk about my experience, it's going to motivate someone. You know, even with this radio show, the very first week that I did this radio show, and I'm an experienced speaker, right? I've spoke on stages in front of thousands of people. I've been doing live since 2017, but the radio show just freaked me out, talking to myself, talking out into an abyss. You know, having to play commercials, having to be on a time period, the whole thing just was so terrifying for me. And now this is week 9, and it's become a part of my routine, and it's super comfortable, and I'm relaxed into it, and I'm not worried about what could go wrong, because even if something goes wrong, I'm going to be okay.
Yep, totally. And I'm just so glad that you started. And it's just like, you know what, if you knew at the start that in 9 weeks that you would, well, you probably felt more at ease earlier than that, but if you knew that in a few weeks or 9 weeks you'd be okay, then you would have done it. But sometimes we just don't find out until we've taken the action. But I also stand by, if I could actually just impact one person, then let's start there. But you know, we're here to say that you can impact more people's lives. Just show up, express yourself. Someone is going to relate to you.
Yeah, that's the goal. And obviously, you know, I want to change the world, so I want to inspire the masses. But one a day, I'm so happy with. I know that I showed up and, was the best version of me that day, if that happens. So Jen, you mentioned a podcast, The Art of Listening to Your Body. When can people catch your podcast? Where could people catch you, find you if they want to reach out to you?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, the podcast is a place to tune in and listen to some stories. And I've interviewed some great people on there who have been through their pain and living their success in their life right now. So there's lots of stories there, from people with all sorts of different physical conditions and disease states to everything and anything under the sun. And that is called The Art of Listening to Your Body. You can get it on all of your podcast listening platforms. Otherwise, social media-wise, Instagram is probably where I'm most active, and my handle is The Art of Listening to Your Body. I have a free Facebook group as well, which you'll be able to navigate from there. Otherwise, my website's theartoflisteningtoyourbody.com or drjinong.com as well, and you can find out when courses are running. I mainly run my courses live, but I do have stuff available for practitioners and for the general public to get a little taster of if you're not quite ready or you're just a little bit scared of what happens when you do this deeper work. And I've got my practitioner training running in May, so there's going to be information landing about that if you are ready to really become a holistic practitioner and take your clients on a deep, deep journey and really get comfortable with the discomfort of emotions.
I love it. There's so many different ways to work with you, and I'm really excited to see what more you come up with and where this journey takes us. And there's one more thing that I want to talk to you about, because you mentioned it several times, and with this conversation, you talked about the word manifest. And obviously in my work, I'm a huge believer in manifesting. I'm wondering what set you on your manifesting journey. Like, if somebody is listening to this podcast that has no idea what manifesting means, how did you learn about manifesting, and what put you onto the path of manifesting?
I reckon I've been doing it since I was quite young. And I just realized that whenever I had a very clear intention, it would start to come into my world. It was 9 years ago now that I started goal setting. So it was a very masculine process, and I would goal set in the seven life areas. That's health, family and relationships, business, career, finances, social, educational growth, and spiritual. So that is one ritual that I do have, that at the start of the month, so it's 1st of April for me, I'm in the future here, I am going to sit down and I'm going to tweak my goals, which I also call my intention list, which is very specific. And I am going to write out one simple focus for the month. So I write it out. I also share it and I read it every single day to set me up for the day. What am I focusing on? What is it that I want to create? And I also do a bigger 7-year life vision and break that down as well. I've actually got it on my to-do list to do a vision board. That's what I talked about in my last podcast, is I was not a vision boarder, but I did it out of FOMO. But I just had an incredible thing land for me 2 weeks ago. I bought a horse and it was the same looking horse as what was on my vision board. So whilst I was listening to your introduction, I was saving some photos to print out for my vision board. So it started with goal setting, intention setting, and then recognizing that things were landing, some sooner than others, and, you know, the reflection process and just going, wow, this is really powerful. But I think that if you're having trouble manifesting, it may be because your emotional cup is too full and you've got to clear some space and process some emotions so that there is space for the manifestations to actually land in your life.
That this is why I brought up the manifesting, because I was blown away by your horse. I thought that was incredible. And the horse is exactly the picture that Jen put on her vision board. And I have to tell you that I did a vision board a few weeks ago as well, and things are already starting coming true and landing, and it's totally incredible. And I agree, when you have a lot of emotional baggage, that's when your things aren't manifesting, because the universe is sending you test along the way to see if you've gone through that emotional state, right? Or the next time that same situation happens, how are you going to respond and react to it? So once you pass the test and you learn the lessons, that's when your desires start to pour into you. So that's where this emotional work, the psychosomatic stuff, that it's so important in your life. If you are just stuck and you don't know, you know, how to move forward for here, or you're doing all the vision boards and the journals and nothing is manifesting for you, reach out to Jen, find her, get yourself some help. You're really going to love this.
I'm glad you asked the question. I love talking about it. And yeah, now I'm one of those vision boarders.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for being here with me. I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for waking up at like 4 a.m. to be on the show with me today. For those of you that missed the beginning of the show, Jen is here live with us from New Zealand today. So she's on a different time schedule, but she always shows up. Yesterday we were on a call together at 1 o'clock and it was completely dark behind her, and I'm like, Jen, what time is it right now? She's like, it's 5 a.m. And her daughter was sitting on the couch with her. Or what time was it yesterday? No, yesterday was a little bit later. It was like 7 a.m., right?
No, it was 6 a.m. It was 6 a.m., so it's 6:20 right now.
Oh, 6:20. Okay, there we go.
It was
6:20, and you're...
No, we're heading into...
And you guys are in a different season right now, right? What season are you in there?
Yeah, we're just going into autumn now, so it's cold in the mornings, the leaves are changing colors.
Isn't that interesting? And we are in spring right now, so we are on like the opposite spectrums, and I totally love it, and I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to be here with us today. If you guys missed any of the show, there will be a replay available. Again, Jen, thanks so much for being here with us today. Do you have anything else or last words you want to share with the audience before you go?
Oh, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. I knew that we would have a great conversation, whatever came up in the moment. And I, yeah, thank you everybody who is listening. And please feel free to connect, send me a message, and yeah, dive into the deeper work. It will reward you. It will not feel comfortable at the start, but you will learn to embrace that and you will bring amazing things into your life.
Get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Enjoy the rest of your day, Jen. Thank you.
You too, Shulamita. Bye.
Bye. That was so awesome. I'm so excited that I had Jen come on the show. And next week we will be here same time. Next week the show will actually not be live. This is the very first time that I'm going to pre-record the show. Maybe if I pre-record the show, I will do it as a dual live or a Zoom. I'm going to think about that a little bit more. But I'm super excited next week to introduce you guys to Jen Barsamian. She is one of the top leaders on my Pure Haven team. She is an incredible mentor. She has a child with autism and three children, and she has just done so much for her family and for other community, other families who are going through some of the same things, and her journey is incredible. So I'm really excited to have her on the show. I'm going to see if we can do a live component on the show for the day that we are taping, and then it will be broadcasted live for those of you that like to listen in at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. If you are loving all the things that I am doing and you want to join me for an intimate masterclass, my next masterclass is called Lead. It will be next month in April. It's the second Tuesday of the month at lunchtime. We do up to a 90-minute live. It's usually 60 minutes of me speaking wisdom of the topic, and we have interactive questions back and forth, and we could do live hot seat coaching on those calls as well. So that's a really good way to tap in with me. If you are loving the energy and you want to be mentored by me, by joining my Pure Haven team, you are getting mentorship with me. We get to have one-to-one calls. I will add you to all of the groups and I will motivate you and get you going. So if this is something that you might be interested in and you think that you would like to give it a try, let me know. If you want to just clean out your house and be a wholesale customer, you have that option as well. As a wholesale customer, you get 30% off. Like, who doesn't like getting 30% off? It's like going to Costco, right? You pay your yearly membership fee and then you get a discount. Well, this way you can get your soaps, shampoos, your toothpaste, all of the things, all of the time delivered to your door, like a subscribe and save. You could set that up for yourself. And it's time to clean up your life. Why not? I know that you've survived this long doing the things that you've been doing, but if you're not living your happiest, most fulfilled life, then you have to ask yourself why. And if cleaning up your environment, if I told you that cleaning up your cleaning products, your soaps, your toothpaste would improve the health of your family, wouldn't you want to try that? Especially if it was 60 days money back guarantee, you have zero risk in giving these products a try. And the only thing that you could do is improve your family, right? Because if you don't like the products, you could just send them back. So I'm really digging this experience. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm loving my team. I'm loving being a team leader. It's a lot of fun motivating people. We have some super specials in the first month if you decide to become a consultant or a wholesale customer. There's a thing called Simple Start where if you sell or buy $600 worth of stuff in your first 2 weeks, you get $200 in free products, so you get to have a shopping spree. And then if you hit $1,000 in sales or purchases in your first month, you get a $100 bonus. Plus, along the way, you're going to make 30 to 30, and you're going to earn a lot of other free stuff because I'm going to show you the way. There's always a way when there is a will. So if you have the will and you want to change around your life, you want to improve your family's health, you want to make your skin look beautifully and glowing, come check out purehaven.com/Shilamida, S-H-I-L-A-M-I-D-A. If you loved this podcast, please leave a comment. Let us know that you are here. Share it with a friend. Help me get it back into the algorithms on social media. They like to hide my content, but let's show them that we're stronger than they are. And come back here every Thursday where we tune in live and we interview guests who are freedom lovers who have created financial freedom, emotional freedom, physical pain freedom, right? There's so many ways to look at the word freedom, and that is the core value of who I choose to come speak with us, people who can help you to get your body to an optimum place. If you go back and you listen to all the episodes, I had on Dr. Roger, who is an incredible chiropractor. He's an incredible speaker, activator. He is just a great motivator to have in your life. Dr. Stu and Terry Warner. There is shows with Ben Lover, my other half. By the way, I wanted to kill Ben Lover. If anybody listened to the show live last week or the replay, I need to know your thoughts because we were supposed to be together, but due to the weather, I didn't think it was a good idea to do a live radio show from the car. So we did it separate, but he ended up being in the car anyway. So every time he would stop talking, he would start doing something that would crackle or have an echo. And I literally couldn't even respond to the things that all I wanted to do was yell at him and tell him to stop doing the things that he was doing. And I ended up doing that anyway because it was that irritating. And I was like, I didn't even want to talk to you for an hour that day. But I love him dearly and we had a great conversation. And we have some really amazing guests coming in for the lineup in April. So definitely come check me out on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Shilamida Cooperstein. You can find me. I have a free group, Shilamida Inspires. I have a free shopping group called Shil Shop where I share my favorite things. You can find me on Instagram as thegoddess_of_gratitude. I'm also on Pinterest and YouTube as Shilamida. You can find me all over the place. Come say hello. My word for the year is connection. So come connect with me. Let me know who you are. Let me know how we can make your life better. And let's do this together, because together we rise. So the happier everybody is, the healthier everybody is, the more money everybody is making, it raises the entire vibration of the planet. And I truly believe that we have the power to do that right now, and we can still live in heaven, on earth, even amongst the chaos that's happening right now. Thank you to all of you that listen to me live, that take the time to listen to me on the replay. I love you guys. I hope you have the most magnificent day. Don't forget to breathe, and I will see you next week.